going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Brock Purdy has been paid, ladies and gentlemen. 3-year deal, essentially. 5 years, 265, 181 guaranteed. And 49ers also expected to extend Fred Warner. But before we get into Purdy, we're going to spend a lot of time on Purdy. I got a question for everybody out there that's giving me grief about what I'm wearing.
Well, you did it to yourself.
No. I what is it? Guru?
Are you okay?
Guru? We know he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah?
He also likes the Pirates.
Hey. Yes.
Okay, we know that you have a soft spot for the Padres.
Sure.
Okay? And you like the LA Chargers also.
Formerly of San Diego.
Yes. So, what's the difference?
Number one, I'm not wearing any of those teams' apparel.
You wear Padres stuff.
Not when I'm on the air. Number two, I did not receive Padres gear from the head coach of the team.
Well, that's why you wear it.
Third of all, yeah. And you know this, this is actually something that you've helped me come to understand better than I think just about anybody at this station. Rules don't apply to Guru. Those rules do not apply to Daryl the Guru Johnson. You saying that, yes, he walks in here every day with a Cowboys jersey or a Pirates jersey or whatever else he's got on, that's because that's what he gets to do. Rules aren't the same in life, Steiny.
Well,
you never wear this kind of gear except when
I wear three teams.
You want to stick it to people.
Nah, I wear Washington Wizards gear. They won 11 games. Exactly.
Well, that's neither here nor there. The point is you wore a Tim Rule shirt, and a very nice one, I might add. It does look good on you.
Thank you. Somebody said, and somebody's being mean and says it adds weight to me, and they just want me to take it off. What are you laughing at, Risotto?
No, I actually think it's quite slimming. It's like when a defensive lineman wears the number one. It doesn't always just highlight how big they are.
Is it like Pat Spencer's 61?
Yeah.
It makes him not look like a player.
Yeah, you and two others.
All right. No, I mean, listen, Warrior fans, they are the ultimate. They understand, as a team that's won 4 titles in 10, 12 years, they know how it works. When a team eliminates you, you root for them. Just like every team the Warriors eliminated on the way to their 4 titles, those fans of those beaten teams, they became fans.
See, I don't think that's how it works.
It is.
No, I really have never heard that before.
It's always the way I've been a fan. The team that beats you, you got to root for so then you can say, hey, we lost to the champions.
Well, that's just choosing the lesser of two evils. That's not being a fan. Like, I'm not actively rooting for, let's say, a couple years ago in
sure.
the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You think the Niners are rooting for the Eagles?
Yes.
If
it's against the Chiefs?
Whoa. Dude, we literally did this last year between Philly and KC, and I feel like more than half the fans said the Chiefs could win 3 straight Super Bowls as long as the Eagles do not. People were not happy about that. So the Timberwolves are far less threatening, and I think Minnesota's far more
they're likable.
Affable city than Philadelphia.
I mean, let's face it. The Timberwolves are a very, very likable team.
Yeah.
All right. Brock Purdy. Let's get Chucky in Oakland to start us out. because I have a feeling that we may have some mixed reviews. But Chucky, get us started.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Always enjoy the show.
Thank you.
You know, and well, I pray safe travels for Guru, man, him and his daughter as well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Hey, if I may divert, though, before I get into Brock Purdy, if I may, Shai, I just wanted to thank you, man, on the laugh you gave me a few weeks ago. Because you and Guru, you guys played that Phil Collins song, you, Guru, and Evan.
Yeah.
And we're doing a crossover, Dibs and Willard said, how dare you play that? Because last time you played it, you jinxed it, and they lost.
Right.
And Willard was saying he would never play that song. And then you got mad at him, and you ended up singing the song before you left. And I just was laughing, man. I was just cracking up, man, how you did that.
Well, you know, keep in mind, I knew they would win game 7 just like 2 years ago. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, about Brock Purdy, man.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't like the narrative how his name is mentioned in the same sentence as Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Allen, Burrow, and Mahomes, too. I don't like that. And the reason why I disagree with the contract is because, and I want to ask you guys why would they do this? I want your opinion. You guys are way more knowledgeable, and I always get a lot of information from you guys. But being that Brock Purdy, he was drafted the last person in the draft for a reason. He has limited downhill passing, so therefore it really don't pay to have a good fast receiver to go downfield if you don't have a quarterback to throw downfield. He has trouble seeing over the defensive line because a lot of his balls does get hit. It happened in the playoffs most recently, and he has had a terrible elbow injury. And so by having that elbow injury, you don't know if he's the same yet last year. So why would they do a contract like that, knowing that he has all these, what I consider, maybe you guys don't, but what I consider negatives.
All right, Chucky, let's not call them negatives. Let's call them limitations. How about that?
Imperfections.
How about that?
Sure. He is limited. Just like a lot of quarterbacks. Look, and Chucky, by the way, shout out to St. Mary's. I think Chucky's a Panther, so Panther pride there, Sonny. But the quarterback market, it's full of guys with limitations. It's full of guys. And I understand what Chucky's saying, right? It's hard to think about Brock Purdy being in the same conversation as Lamar. Or even now Jalen Hurts, who I think before this year people would put him in that category, but he obviously won a Super Bowl. Jared Goff, I think not Lamar Jackson as much, although he has had his shortcomings in big postseason games. I think it's absolutely fair to say that Jalen Hurts and Jared Goff have limitations. So does Brock Purdy. You know, the numbers speak for themselves when he throws in the sun compared to when he's got to play in the rain or the snow. But that's just kind of what the going rate is, Steiny. I don't know about you, but when I woke up this morning and I saw the reaction to the deal,
right,
it's really hard for me to feel extreme one way or another that this was a great deal or it was a terrible deal. I fall right there into, I think it's a completely fair deal that the Niners got done for a quarterback that, again, we knew that this was coming one way, shape, or form anyways.
I think you're right. I don't think it's egregious in any way. They didn't get him for a super bargain, and they also didn't, quote unquote, reset the market. But I'm thinking about this 49er team last year, and I know they went 6-11. But if Brock Purdy is the quarterback he was last year, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are disappointed. And the thing I'm worried about most with Purdy, at least this year, and I do think we essentially know what kind of quarterback he is, but his receivers are going to be, you know, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings to start the season. And Christian McCaffrey's is going to have some question marks this upcoming year after missing most of last year. So we may find out right away how Brock Purdy does without the same kind of weapons that he's had for the past 2 or 3 years.
Well, let me throw it to you like this, because it, in a way, this is what it cost the 49ers.
All right.
Is Brock Purdy worth Charvarius Ward, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga, Aaron Banks, Javon Hargrave, Leonard Floyd, Deebo Samuel? Because that's what the Niners got rid of this offseason. Right. And I know it's, you know, Deebo wasn't as good anymore and a couple of players had fallen off, but that's essentially what the contract cost you. It cost you 7 starting caliber players. Not all of them were great or Pro Bowlers or the best version of themselves, but they at one point last year started football games for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, and the guys who were mainstays who are still here, they're the ones that are going to have going to need to have bounce back years too, like Bosa, Trent Williams, obviously Kittle. They would love to keep at the same level. He was probably the best San Francisco 49er last year. That is the way I feel about the contract. They had to do it. It makes perfect sense why they did it. The question is that why you like it, or do you like it because you do think Brock Purdy is the kind of quarterback who can elevate the team around him? I think that's the one thing we got to wait to see about Brock Purdy in this upcoming season. Can he get the 49ers back to the playoffs? That is his first and only job, I think, at this point.
And they're obviously set up to have a good chance to do it because they have the easiest schedule in the NFL, I think, since 2015, at least as far as, you know, previous years, winning percentage, all the rest. Yeah, there's pressure on him now. And it's crazy, Steiny, because would you say that there was pressure on Brock Purdy last season coming off of a Super Bowl appearance?
I think there's been a measure of pressure on Purdy his entire career because there are still a lot of people that doubt how good he really is in the context of quarterbacking for the San Francisco 49ers, a team that for most of his tenure had some great talent around him. Maybe they feel like Brock Purdy's a quarterback that's continuing to improve. Maybe they saw an improvement last year, even though the record wasn't quite what anybody wanted or anybody thought it was going to be. But now I do feel there's added pressure because it's now about winning. This team missed the playoffs last year, and the only time they've missed the playoffs twice in a row was Shanahan's first 2 years. So it's not just about Purdy. It's about what this could mean for Shanahan and Lynch, too, if it doesn't work out.
Well, I think that's why we saw them take 11 draft picks.
Right.
I think that's why that we saw them get rid of a lot of the old guard, so to speak, in this football team. It's because, yeah, you're going to have to figure out now how to do it with less money available to you. You know, Brock Purdy is worth now, whatever, 19% of the cap, which is not crazy, but it's a whole hell of a lot more than the 0.5% that he was before.
Right.
And I know it's not going to kick until 2026 and all the rest, but I do think that it adds an immense amount of pressure on one player's shoulders, in which there's a very fair amount of skepticism surrounding, I think. And the Niners have already reached as close to the pinnacle of the profession as you can. And so the question becomes, how does he get back there? How does he get this team back there? Because really, the only way to justify this contract, and I stand on what I said, I think it's totally appropriate, and we can get into more of a reason why in a bit, but the fact remains that for a lot of people, and I understand it, the only way that we can justify 265 M's is if the San Francisco 49ers win a Super Bowl. That's the only thing that is going to bail Brock Purdy out in a lot of people's minds. And to your point, Steiny, I get it, because it is about winning. For this franchise, it has always been about winning. And Brock Purdy, for his first 2 years, did a pretty damn good job in that department. In his third year, he fell flat on his face.
And the team fell flat on its face, in fairness.
Yeah, but I think people, and this is what happens when a quarterback gets paid. It all goes at the foot of the highest paid player. It happens in every sport. And well, maybe not to Steph Curry, but generally when the Warriors lose, I think it's fair to look at the highest paid players and say, did you perform? A lot of people were looking at Jimmy Butler after that 4-1 loss in the Western Conference semis. Where was Jimmy Butler? Yeah, he might have been hurt. Yeah, he might be a bit older. Still making $50 million. You're expected to perform in those situations. And now Brock Purdy, who's already had, I think, a lot of pressure on him, just because he's the quarterback of the team, has even more pressure on him now with lesser of a surrounding cast than he had certainly 2 years ago.
888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, we pretty much knew this day was going to come. We didn't know the specifics or the particulars, but the 49ers essentially have made Brock Purdy their franchise quarterback, top seven or eight paid in terms of other quarterback salaries. And is this step one toward getting back to the pinnacle, which is the best team in the NFC? Let's go to Dave. Dave's in Fresno. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick on the contract itself, and then I'll go through what it means going forward. I just think with the contract, it's not really a Brock issue. It's more of an NFL issue. You know, it's just the going rate for the quarterbacks. That's just, I mean, anytime you look at a contract and there's not 100% agreement, usually it's not a good contract. Like when Justin Jefferson got paid, when Myles Garrett got paid, Jamar Chase, Lamar, there's no, there was no hesitation. Everybody knew, everybody agreed. So those, when you're an elite player, there's no disagreement on the contract. But going forward, now that he is paid, what's not going to be allowed now is the excuses. So going forward, if there's a game or two where there's no Trent Williams or no McCaffrey or no Ayuk or no Kittle, when you in that $50 million bracket now, which Brock is, you're expected to be in contention every year. Doesn't matter who's there, who's not there. If it's a quarterback-driven league, they make the rules so you can stay healthy with your quarterback. Running backs are going to come and go. Receivers, O-line, they're all going to come and go. But when you're making 50-plus, you're going to be expected not to win a Super Bowl every year, but you're going to be expected to be in contention and make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's fair to Brock or not, those are the expectations. So I don't care who's injured, who was back there last year or this year or the year going forward. When your quarterback is making that much money, I expect a 10-win season every year, or it's a failure. So that's where we're at now. Whether he's good enough, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But those are the expectations I have for Brock and his team going forward.
Thanks, Dave. You know what, Dave? I actually agree with you on that. You want this team to be knocking on the door while Brock Purdy's the starting quarterback. And I got to throw this one out to 49er fans. You guys were 6-11 this year, and let's just say Purdy's got this year, which is still on his initial deal, and then three more years. I mean, does he have to win a Super Bowl in four years? Because it sounds to me like that's what you're saying, and that's just a high bar for any quarterback to achieve, because he's still got to rely on the team around him. And I have no idea how good the team is around him right now.
No, I push back on you have to win a Super Bowl, but that's, Stiney, that's what a lot of my friends are feeling. That's what I'm gathering from a lot of 49ers fans, that they have to win a Super Bowl to essentially feel like this contract was worth it. But what I believe, and to me, that I understand the no excuses business, but Stiney, again, there's 10 other quarterbacks that make $50 million. Not all of them are expected to contend for a Super Bowl every year. If Tua Tagovailoa doesn't lead his team to the playoffs, no one's going to say, oh, this guy stinks. No one expects right now that Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars to do it. No one expects, maybe even Justin Herbert. And
right.
Maybe to make the playoffs, but to contend for a Super Bowl means that you have to be one of, I would say, the top six teams, top five teams in the league. I don't think the 49ers are there as currently constructed. You know, they got this contract done. They extended Kittle. It looks like they're going to extend Fred Warner. But I would not look at this offseason and say it's been a victory. I would look at it and say that this has been the process of resetting. They got rid of a ton of players. They paid the ones that they wanted, which is good. But now you got to go out there and prove it. Like, it's better than last offseason. Last offseason was a freaking disaster.
Right.
But to compare it to only the Ayuk and Trent Williams situation, throw McCaffrey in there if you want, to me, that's the lowest place that they were, that they've been under Kyle Shanahan since they've been contending for Super Bowls. And I would also say this, too. You can make a case that last year, if that's the worst that Brock Purdy can be, if that's the very right. bottom, that's a pretty good spot. Like, he was, I want to say, a top 12 quarterback statistically last year when everything went wrong. People around him dropping like flies. His first-round pick gets shot. Players on the team are having family crisis off the field. And Brock Purdy still was a top 12 quarterback. I think that's another reason why they felt like they had to pay him.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, he got paid over the weekend. It kicks in next year. Was it just a fait accompli? Was it something that we all expected? And, you know, the other thing I want to ask 49er fans right now about this team in general, not just Purdy. I mean, how do 49er fans look at this team? Do they look at this team as though it were 2 years ago when they were a contender? Or do they look at this team and say, we're 6-11. We are a 6-11 team. Forget about a Super Bowl next year. We got to get back into the postseason. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in San Francisco. What's going on, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, first time caller here, and thank you for the answer.
Sure.
good, man. I think the Niners are going to do good this year, man. We have a credible team. We always do. And you know that quarterback situation with Purdy? I think it's the best it did. In the last 10 years I've been watching, how many quarterbacks have we had?
Yeah.
We thought Jimmy G was going to be the guy. He ended up not being. We drafted Trey Lance. I was a Trey Lance believer. Bay Lance or something like that. But he didn't make it. And Brock, even last year you said he didn't do good. I think his numbers were great. You put him compared to the top five quarterbacks out there, he's done more than them.
Who are the
you want to go down that road already?
I mean, there are quarterbacks that are making Purdy money that haven't won at all yet.
Or that haven't won anything.
Right.
Like a playoff game. You know how many playoff wins Justin Herbert has, Steiny?
I think one?
Zero. He's 0-2. I'm serious. Like,
no, I know.
Like, there are quarterbacks that are making what he makes that people would put above him that have not done anything in the realm of Brock Purdy. And I understand it's a team sport, but when we're trying to stack guys and see who's who, that stuff matters.
I feel like Herbert is somebody that... Do you think any Charger fans regret paying him?
No.
I don't either. Like, there's something about Herbert where...
Yeah, he's 6'6 with an arm molded by Hephaestus.
Who? Hephaestus is Ely?
No, the Greek god of blacksmith. Yeah, that's fine.
Stop it!
What's his name?
Hephaestus. Or Hephaestus, whatever it's pronounced. Oh. Yeah, he's a Greek god. Look it up.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
He's the one who made Zeus's thunderbolt. Oh. Poseidon's trident.
Is this Greek mythology or
Latin mythology? You wanted to know.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. Get on that, Risotto.
All right.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy is under contract for the next 4 years at least. He's got a no trade clause too, which.
By the way,
it's interesting.
He's one of 12 quarterbacks with a no-trade clause.
All right.
This isn't the NBA where they hand those out. So that's another kind of misconception I've been seeing float around. It is a lot, and I understand that means that Brock Purdy is probably going to be here for a long time, but that's also something that the top quarterbacks get. Okay?
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, you're going to be around a while, ladies and gentlemen. How confident are you? 49ers do the right thing? You like what they did? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, And so why don't you swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.